going on, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets, powered by FTN, presented by Game Plus Network. Chris Meany here with you, riding solo. Lots to get to here on this show. If you're hanging out on our FTN YouTube page, we appreciate you. Smash the like button. If you have any comments, any questions, leave them there. I have heard some of the, you know, the feedback over the past couple of days. It does seem like for some people, the show live here on our FTN YouTube page is all good, but maybe the replay, there's a little bit of buffering happening. A couple things. Game Plus Network is fantastic. Always an amazing lineup. You got All In Football with Jake Seeley, Jeff Ratcliffe. They're going to break down all kinds of stuff. Jake's already got his rankings out. I mean, Ratcliffe has his rankings over at FTNFantasy.com. I'm live over there as well. But that show over at Game Plus Network, the Mayo Media Network, always great things happen over at the Mayo Media Network. Always. I mean, it is golf week here, the second major of the season. I know Pat's got you covered. We're going to take care of it a little bit here on this show as well. But if you are subscribed over at Game Plus Network or here on FTN YouTube page, just bear with us with some of the technical difficulties. A friendly reminder that this show is available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever it is that you listen to your favorite podcast as well. But we're happy to be here on Game Plus, and things are rolling smoothly so far with Anthem Sports and Entertainment. So loving that. And Dangle Betselli will be back tomorrow as well. But just wanted to get that off, you know, the top, because I've heard some people say that to me. Do appreciate it, though. And hopefully things, run a little smoother over the next couple days. So I'm going to talk a whole lot of sports here with you today. We got Quan running the show for us, super jacked. We got George flying through the air. So no George today, but he did help us out with some of the graphics, and I do appreciate Quan hanging out with us here today as well. So we're going to talk about the PGA Championship, at Southern Hills Country Club in Tallulah, Oklahoma. Should be pretty tough. You know, it's kind of forgiving the fairways, but you got to be sharp and around the green. You got to be accurate, some up and downs. You got to knock down some putts. We're going to take a look at the odds. I got a couple prize picks plays for you, golf related, as well as in the NHL. We have game one between the Battle of Alberta, right? The first time since 1991. It is happening tonight. Calgary and Edmonton should be phenomenal. I touched on it yesterday. Just the bad blood between these two teams. I mean, you can go back all the way back to the days. I mean, with Fleury when scoring that goal and spinning around on his knees. Certainly the years of Gretzky running through the Oilers in the mid to late 80s. But even just recently over the past couple years with Matthew Tkachuk and Zach Cassian, just the bad blood between these two squads should be really entertaining hockey, not going to lie. And then Carolina, New York Rangers. So we're going to touch on those two games. Got some picks and some props. Yesterday went okay. Not a great start to some of our futures, right? We're big on the Florida Panthers here on this show. They went into, actually they're at home, and they started off pretty good. I was actually really impressed with their start. They looked good. Strong 5-5. Ultimately, this team cannot score on the power play. I think they're 0-21 on the power play. What is happening on the power play? Meanwhile, the Bolts got double-digit power play goals here in 8 games in the playoffs. Last night, Nikita Kucherov took over. Phenomenal, like, head fake on Aaron Ekblad. Sent it over to Corey Perry. He scored a lot of goals over his career, but I don't know if there's any easier than that one last night. And Kucherov had a power play goal to kind of put away the Florida Panthers in game one. So not a great start for our Cats. But the Colorado Avalanche rolled last night, didn't they? And the props worked out pretty good. It was a 3-2 final. 51 saves from Jordan Binnington. If it wasn't for him, the Avs probably would have won by 4 or 5 goals. They had 54 shots and just 25 for the Blues, and they outshot them 13-0 in overtime. They were all over them in overtime. Binnington was phenomenal in that game last night. Colorado found a way to win. I believe it was John Manson from the point. I say found a way to win. They certainly deserved it last night. There's no question. But from a prop standpoint, we have McKinnon. He's cleared 4.5 shots in every single game. 4.5 was kind of juice before puck drop, I noticed, is around minus 140, 44 for a guy to have 5 shots, but he has cleared it with ease in every single game in these playoffs. We may see for the first time, I haven't seen it before, 5.5 for a shot prop for Nathan McKinnon, and I probably will lean with the over. We had him for an assist. We have Mikko Rantanen for an assist. Gabe Landeskog for an assist. Devon Taves for 3 shots. Valeri Nichushkin for 3 shots as well. So it was a pretty good day from a prop standpoint in that game. We were on the Panthers, and we did like goals in that Colorado, so it wasn't all good. But overall, those are the guys that you're going to want to target for Colorado. We can break that down tomorrow. Dangle Betselli will be live tomorrow at 10 Eastern and at 5 Eastern on Game Plus Network. But the Avs have been so good to us, so good to the people that are hanging out here in the chat and watching the show. It really is all about Colorado here in these playoffs. They look determined. There's a different feel with them. I know they've had troubles in the second round in each of the past couple of years, but it just feels a little different. I don't know. Kadri, I guess, isn't suspended, so he's offering them something on the second line. Arturi Lehkonen's a great add. It's just the defense. They have so much firepower from the back end up. They can all skate and move the puck up. Samuel Girard, we all know about Cale Makar, but Devon Taves as well is a guy who's cleared 2.5 shots in every single game here in the playoffs, and he's been plus money. So the Avs been good. Ryan O'Reilly as well. Had him for a point in 3 shots against his former team. He did have a heck of a night, scored a goal, and looked really good. But again, not all good. We'll see if the Cats can bounce back. Also, not all good for the Boston Celtics. We have futures here on this show on the Celtics. Lost a tough one to Miami. Miami looks really good. Jimmy Butler stole the show. 40-some-odd points for him. 118-107 for the Heat. We're going to break everything down in the sports world today. We got MLB props. We got MLB picks. As I mentioned, the NHL stuff, a little bit of PGA action. And we will break down game one of round 3 between the Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks. That game happening in Golden State. 5.5-point favorites, the Warriors. Mavs kind of held their own against Golden State this year. They won 3 of 4. A couple down the stretch where Klay played and Steph Curry played in all the games, I do believe. No, Draymond didn't play in I don't think, 3 for sure, and I don't think that early one in the season. But, you know, he missed a lot of time down the stretch, but I think he's slightly overrated anyways. I mean, he's good defensively, but it's all about the Splash Brothers and limiting the Splash Brothers and Luka Doncic. One thing here before we get going that I saw just before we came on, James Bradbury, former Giants cornerback, had a heck of a year last year. I think really strong the year before that as well. Giants parted ways with him, and he signed a contract. According to Ian Rapoport, Rap Sheet says 1 year, $10 million with the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a pretty solid 1-2 punch across Darius Slay, who had a heck of a season last year for the Birds. That's a really nice 1-2 punch. Not going to lie, puts a smile on my face, especially, you know, he's leaving the Giants. He's inside the division, going to go up against Daniel Jones twice a year. You know, he's just going to feast on DJ. But the Eagles too, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but they have closed the gap, guys, in terms of winning the NFC East. The Cowboys were not heavy favorites, but they were favorites to win the NFC East before the draft. I think, you know, with the Amari Cooper trade, lost a couple pieces on the offensive line in Dallas. Cedric Wilson's gone as well. The Eagles had a really good draft and acquired A.J. Brown, and now they got Bradbury here. It's a pretty good duo. They are closing the gap. I am seeing them to win the division at plus 250 over at Caesars, plus 230 points bet, plus 190 DraftKings, plus 175 Unibet. Free prop shop over at ftnbets.com. It's like Google search. Type in whatever you want. All the books laid out right there for you. You don't got to go searching around. And you can see the best possible odds and pretty big difference there. 175, 250. I think people are going to start to hammer the Eagles a little bit to win the division. I like the 8.5 at minus 150. Most spots, 9.5 wins. They were a 9-win team last year. I think they can get to 9 wins again. I think it's an improved roster. I really do. They led the league in rushing last year. Bring A.J. Brown in there. And that's enough gushing over the Birds. But I do like that James Bradbury signing. Daily Handle in the house. Big signing for the Eagles. He thinks Bradbury's a solid player. I do agree. And George is in the house as well. Look at this guy. He takes a leave and he gets a haircut looking fresh. I did get a little bit of a haircut. We're going to break. You're not here for me to talk to you about haircuts. Take a look at the PGA Championship. We'll take a look at some of the odds. We get some Prize Picks plays as well. A lot of picks here on Mean Streets. Don't go anywhere. You're watching Mean Streets here live on Game Plus Network. Chris Meany here hanging out with you. Going to talk a little golf solo. Unfortunately, weren't able to hook up with a golf guest. I'm not a golf expert by any means. Of course, I follow, I watch. I will be glued to the PGA Championship happening tomorrow, of course, Southern Hills Country Club. It's been a long time since we've seen it here in Tallulah, Oklahoma. My guy George is a golf guy. I mean, like, he should really be here with me talking this out. He did give me a couple guys that he likes, of course. He does love Rory McIlroy, but Quan, let's just take a look at some of the golf odds just to show people. This is courtesy of DraftKings, of course. Just mention the prop shop, the free parlay calculator over at ftnbets.com to get the best possible odds in there. Of course, Scottie Scheffler is favored. 12-1 right there with Rory. We'll talk about Rory in a second. Jordan Spieth, 14-1. John Rahm, at 14-1. We got JT. I like Justin Thomas. I really like Justin Thomas's game. He leads the PGA Tour in par four scoring. You know, the putter has got to be hot, right? It really has to be hot this weekend, I think, to take it down. But, you know, got Xander in there, Hideki, and Cameron Smith, who I do believe is interesting as well. Colin Morikawa, he's got really, I like his iron game as well. But for me, honestly, Rory does stand out, and this is not just because of George. Rory's game has been pretty good over the past couple months. Number one in tee to green. He got to clean up the putter. Scottie Scheffler was the only guy in his way at the Masters, where he looked really, really strong, especially down the stretch and into Sunday. He was looking like the Rory of old. George, the Rory of old. And solo five at Wells Fargo too. So he's coming in decent form here. JT and Rory are guys that I am completely interested in. And I know the guys over at Bogey Free, and usually we do have, whether it's Jones, Blickle, or DeCorti, stop in here and give their plays. Of course, we have all their plays over at ftnbets.com and a free show for you to check out, Bogey Free, which Quant is a part of as well. So Bogey Free, they got together last night. Blickle and Jones rolled through, you know, their favorite bets, a little bit of DFS stuff in there as well. And they were both talking about Hideki. They both liked Hideki's game, where he's at. This is another guy, really, I mean, the irons play is strong. It's the putter. It's got to be good for him. Byron Nelson, he led in proximity and strokes gained approach to the green. Two wins this season. All right. I did a little bit of golf research, guys. These are the players that I'm looking at, Hideki, and it checks some boxes for those guys who are really in tune with their models and some of their bets. And I was looking at Hideki as well, and those odds are pretty decent. There's some longer odds I'll take shots on here. Not Tiger, right? Tiger won in 2007. We'll get to him in a little bit. 15 majors. He's lifted the Wanamaker Trophy four times. You know about Tiger, and he held his own at the Masters. But there's a couple guys like Sam Burns, Cameron Young. These guys are 50-1 here. This tournament, there's not a lot of history. It's, you know, sometimes majors, if you hit one of these guys outside 40, obviously it's going to pay the bills. It's pretty nice to hit a golf wager like that. But I feel like we're getting some decent odds. Quite like, chuck that board up one more time for us, dude, and take a look at, like, even right in past the 22. I mean, Morikawa's number, you could have got that mid-20s earlier in the week. But Shoffley, Hideki, Cameron Smith in there. And again, I'm seeing like 50-1 for Cameron Young, 50-1 for Burns. I'm not totally into DJ at 35-1. Those are guys that kind of do really stand out to me. Daniel Berger at 66, you know, Tiger Woods is actually, 65, Berger 65 as well. But Tiger Woods, as we transition here into some Prize Picks plays, a free pick tracker over at ftndaily.com. DeCourcy's been killing the golf. You can mix and match across all the sports that you love over at prizepicks.com, and they cover all of them. You want to get a free $25 in your Prize Picks account? All you have to do is refer a friend, and that's it. It's for free $25. If you use the promo code FTN, they'll match your first deposit 100% up to $100. Tiger Woods here at 74. I think it's kind of being a little bit disrespectful. Two over, you can go do two over. I think that's fine, right? He's had some success. Again, it's a long time since 2007 when he won here, but he has had some success. He knows the course a little bit. Clearly, things have changed on this course, but you know, he got by at Augusta. He really did. Now, very familiar with Augusta, of course, had a couple solid first two rounds and kind of tailed off there on Sunday. But he's rested now to this point. He feels stronger. He even said he feels stronger. I totally believe that he feels stronger. We're not asking him to shoot 4 or 5 under here. We're not asking him to win the tournament. We're not asking. We're just worried about tomorrow, round one, couple over, and away we go. And I do believe Rory is in for a pretty good tournament. So that one's for you, George, the Rory one. I wanted to do John Daly, and it's pretty high, 84.5. And I was thinking to myself, like, what's my reasoning for taking the over on John Daly on Prize Picks? Just because it's John Daly and it's a tough course and you don't really see him, you know, get through, you know, four rounds, major. That's all I had. And then I looked at Brian DeCorti. I took a sneak peek before I got on at some of his Prize Picks, and you had the over on Daly as well, John Daly at 84.5. So check out the pick tracker. Like I said, it's absolutely free to check out, ftndaily.com. A lot of us are using it. We're giving baseball picks. We're giving NBA playoff picks. Of course, you know that I'm giving NHL picks, and I'll have one towards the end of this show as well, from a shot prop standpoint. A lot of fun over at Prize Picks, and it's very simple. Over or under on a player's prop or their fantasy score. If you put Tiger and Rory in there, that would pay 2-1. If you added a hockey play and a basketball play and just went for the four, you had to get all four right, that would pay out 9-1. But if you did a flex play where you just went 3-for-4, that would pay out 5-1. 3-for-4. If you got all correct, away you go, and you're loving it. So there is a little bit of a profit, even if you do get one wrong. And how many times you get that parlay going? 3-for-4, 4-for-5, get a little greedy. 5-for-6, oh, that last one just crushed you. You know, over at Prize Picks, it kind of saves you in case, it's sports. These things do happen. That's a PGA talk for me. That's all I got. Bogey free. Check it out. The guys are super sharp. Content over at FTNbets.com. Looking at it right now, you got a betting preview. You got long shot articles, lots of good stuff in there as well. The guys do seem to like Hideki Matsuyama a pretty good amount. And you can get him in some spots better than the DraftKings price. Check it out over at FTNbets.com. Okay, a quick break. We're going to dive into the NBA. Going to take a look at round one between the Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks. This is happening in Golden State. Just a quick little preview on the game. And I got a couple like series props and a couple props for tonight. Keep her locked. Welcome back in Mean Streets here on Game Plus Network. Last night, Miami took care of Game 1 against the Boston Celtics. Of course, you know that we have a future on this show at 40-1 for the Boston Celtics. Not a great start, but I didn't think it would be a good first game. It was a tough second-round opponent for the Milwaukee Bucks. I still think I like Boston overall. I know Daly Handel's in the house, and he did have his eyes on Miami. It wasn't that big of a, offensive struggle. You know, both teams are really great defensively, but there were a lot of points scored last night. Tonight, I do expect to see some points here. The Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks. This is game one of the Western Conference Finals here, and we have the Warriors checking in as 5.5-point favorites here in this series. Dallas took 3 of 4 against Golden State this year. They played, really good defense overall heading in. They were right there with the Boston Celtics, number one defensively, and then the Dallas Mavericks right there. And the Golden State Warriors, of course, we know when they're at full strength. Really strong defensive team, and they move the ball around pretty well. I am in on the Mavericks covering here. I don't expect to see the Mavericks win this series. I do expect to see it go 7. There's a couple props I do like from this game. I don't know, Quan, if you do have the board, just to give people a little bit of a feel there. So the Dallas plus 185 is a little bit much, right? We talked yesterday about Curry leading the series in threes per game. That one was plus money. Of course, they are favoring Luka Doncic. But when you go with Steph Curry and just all the shot attempts he has from beyond the arc, just listen to the past couple games, especially in the last series, as he starts to get a little bit healthier and the minutes start to rise. You remember in Denver, 22, 23, 31 minutes, and then he eclipsed the 40-minute mark in the final game against the Grizzlies. He jacked up 17 shots from beyond the arc, 6-for-17, 4-for-14 in another game in that series, double-digit shot attempts from beyond the arc in 4 of his 6 games. And then he averaged 3.8 threes per game. Over at DraftKings, they have this like special little prop. Will he get over 3.5? Will he average over 3.5 threes per game? I'm going to say yes and get that at plus money as well over at DraftKings. For tonight, a couple guys that I do like. Spencer Dinwiddie was a big factor in the last series towards the end of it. He had some slow games in the first couple, Utah, and then when Luka came back, he was a little bit quiet. And then in this season series, and you can only take it with a bit of like a grain of salt because there was no Draymond. And now you got Draymond, you got Klay. Klay had just come back. Klay's looking a little bit better and fresher, right? More minutes. Those two, Klay and Curry, just a phenomenal 1-2 punch. But Spencer Dinwiddie was a factor in the past two games against the Suns. 5-for-7 in game 6 from beyond the arc, and then 5-for-7 in game 7 from beyond the arc. His 3-point prop tonight is 1.5. 1.5. I had to double check it to see if we had any movement. Again, free prop shot, parlay calculator. It's minus 130 over at Caesars and over at DraftKings. BetMGM's a little juiced up. FanDuel's a little juiced up at 146. But those north of the border that have been playing some Bet365 in Ontario, I know FanDuel is available and Caesars and DraftKings and, ScoreBet. There's a lot of just new exciting things happening in Ontario. I saw Bet365 at minus 130 as well for Spencer Dinwiddie to have 2 threes here today. 2 threes. That's all we're asking. Luka can get 4. Curry can get 4. I would not be shocked to see some of that. But for me, Spencer Dinwiddie to have 2 threes, 14 shots from beyond the arc, in the last two games, and even against Utah, right? Some strong performances from him. I like guys that are, obviously it's, if you've watched Dallas, they live and die by the three. They really do. And Luka's assist prop is 7.5, and I like this one as well. It's a little juice at minus 140 over at DraftKings, but all the attention's always on Luka. when he drives to the basket, he kicks it out to a lot of guys, Reggie Bullock, Maxi Kleba, we've seen have big moments. Jalen Brunson's had big moments. And then you have a guy like Spencer Dinwiddie, who's had big moments as well. Dorian Finney-Smith, another guy, easy for me to say, had big moments in the playoffs so far. These guys are living and dying by the three, and a lot of the shots are wide open. So I'm looking at some of these Mavericks assist, I'm looking at the Luka assist prop at 7.5, but I'm looking at some of these Mavs from beyond the arc, and Spencer Dinwiddie is certainly one of them, and the Luka 7.5 as well. So that's kind of where I'm at. I think the Warriors win the series in seven, and I do believe that they win tonight, but I think the Mavs cover. I think they keep it close, and you see there the five. Just wanted to double check to see. Some spots have 5.5. I'm seeing a six out there as well. If you can get a six, maybe you wait it out. I don't think the odds will change all that much from, you know, just a spread standpoint. And you want to ride with the dog. I know our guy, Jill Gallant, G-Dog, Dog Day Afternoon happening here in about half an hour on FTN Network. He's going to be all over the plus money. He loves the dogs. And I don't blame him, right? But there's another one. I feel like to say Steph Curry, 3.5 threes at minus 145. Is that a price that you like? Is that a price? It's not great, right? It's minus 145 asked for four threes is a lot. But again, just to hammer home the shot attempts for Steph Curry over the past couple of games from beyond the arc, 6 for 17, 3 for 8, 4 for 14. He had a 5 for 12 in there as well. Dude is taking double digit threes tonight, and it's Steph, right? You get hot at any moment. So that's another one that I do like. I think we're going to see a lot of threes in this entire series. Clay's going to be in play, Curry's going to be in play, and all those Mavs that I did mention as well. That's all the NBA talk for me. We do have some MLB stuff, and stay tuned. We're going to dive into the two NHL games as well. Don't go anywhere. G-Dog in the house with us says he would rather pull three plus threes made at plus 120. Yeah, definitely a better price. The Mavs are one of the best defensive teams in the league. I mentioned that in the last block, and really good on the perimeter. The best, actually, in defending the three in the NBA in the regular season. There's only one team that has won more games than the Dallas Mavericks since the calendar turned to January 1st, 2022. And that team, the Phoenix Suns, and the Mavs took care of Phoenix in that last round. Man, still shocking the way that they went into Phoenix and just spanked them. Like that big three from the Suns that we talked about yesterday. The Ayton, Paul, and Booker, 1 for 15 from the floor in the first half. It was a dunk by Ayton. Just really struggled. And Luka had 27. The Suns had 27. Mavs playing with a lot of confidence. Pressure certainly on Golden State. They've been there before. We know that. This Warriors team is, you know, even didn't even mention Wiggins and Poole. Like, it is completely loaded. No surprise to see Golden State back and getting it done. Tyler Curry in the house. What's going on, my guy? Means talking Mavs, just like good old days. That's right. We are talking some Dallas Mavericks stuff here. Golf with Sean Ellsworth early this morning. It was a good time, Paragon. Okay, baseball stuff here today. Lots to get to. Wanted to focus in on the games happening at 7 Eastern because, you know, Mean Streets happening at 2 Eastern. You get the replay at 5 Eastern. Sitting here talking about afternoon games is no good, right? No good. I'm kind of, it seems like a little bit of a chalky day for me. There's a lot of aces on the hill. Yesterday was pretty good for, like, we had Aaron Judge to have a home run. We had him total bases. Aaron Judge had a monster day yesterday against Baltimore, really picking on the O's again. We did have the Yankees in the run line, and then Chapman blew it. I mean, he gave up a run. The Yankees still won. They've been phenomenal. They've been really good. Of course, you're getting really strong seasons, in particular from Aaron Judge. And Josh Donaldson's starting to heat up a little bit is another guy we had plus money at over 1.5 total bases. This is just some straight picks here for today. But Gerrit Cole's on the bump for the Yanks. Jordan Lyles on the bump for Baltimore. You know, Lyles has been okay here for Baltimore. Actually, the pitching has been all right. The staff has been much better for the O's. But I don't expect them to do a whole lot here against Gerrit Cole. And that's why I like the run line here for the Yankees. You know, there could be a situation where they rest Judge or rest Stanton. Just the fact that they have one of the higher projected, you know, team implied totals here today, and Baltimore has one of the lowest ones here. But Jordan Lyles is a fly ball pitcher. I know that the dimensions in Baltimore is a little different. The ball's not flying over the park anymore over in left field. But even still, these Yankee bats they're hot. They're feeling it. They got their ace on the bump here. And Jordan Lyles is a guy that's given up a lot of bombs over the past couple of years. Fly ball pitcher. And the Toronto one, just pairing these two up. So George made the board for us last night. The odds may have changed just a little bit as people are really hammering the Yankees and hammering the Jays here. But the run line, I do believe, is in play for the Bluebirds as well. They got their ace on the bump and Kevin Gausman at home. You know, he's a guy that keeps the ball on the ground. And then it's really about the matchup that the Jays have. Even a higher team team implied total for the Bluebirds against Marco Gonzalez, lefty on the hill, contact guy, right? For his career, over 80% contact, right? Doesn't strike a lot of guys out. Does keep the ball on the ground for the most part. I wouldn't really go searching for Jay's homers. I know Bichette went yard the other day, and so did Chapman. I would look at some of those righty bats, George Springer, but I just feel like with all the contact that Gonzalez gives up, then we should see the Jays, you know, really score some runs here with the 5.1 team implied total. So, and then that as a parlay, George is trying to curse Aaron Judge in there. I don't know if there's any curse in the guy's hot fire, plus 220. And then the Angels and the White Sox is a little bit of a parlay too. They also have their aces on the bump. Shohei Ohtani up against Dane Dunning. And then you have Lucas Giolito on the hill for the White Sox up against Zach Greinke, who has the highest contact rate in all of baseball right now at 87%. Of course, Greinke is near the end of his career and he's changed his philosophy a little bit. And you've seen pitchers do that. Burley comes to mind, Mark Burley of the White Sox. Remember, he was striking guys out in the early prime of his career and threw it. As the White Sox made that run to the World Series. Did they win that one? I think AJ Pierzynski behind the plate. I don't know if they won that one in the early 2000s. But nonetheless, Burley changed to a contact guy. That's what we're seeing here from Zach Greinke. He's not striking out a lot of guys, pitching to contact. And I like these White Sox bats. I really like the White Sox bats against lefties. There's a lot of guys in that lineup that hit lefties really well. Jose Abreu has been hot and cold, mostly cold here to start the season. Tim Anderson's been one of the best hitters against lefties, but they'll be able to make contact here. You got Marcus. I'm looking here, just double checking. We're not going to see the lineup for a little bit, but it is projected. We got Moncada in there. He just returned to the lineup here over the past couple of days. Another boost for the White Sox, been hitting in the two spot. Sometimes up against lefties, he'll hit later in the lineup or, you know, he'll get scratched, but for the most part, this is a guy that's going to play every day, and I like that added bit there. There was some prop stuff that I liked last night. I'll start here with Taylor Ward at 1.5 total bases at plus 125. Going to see pitches from Dane Dunning. Taylor Ward is on some sort of run that is completely unsustainable. He's come out of nowhere here for the Angels, and the reason I do like them is not just because of Shohei Ohtani on the hill for the Halos. Is against right-handed pitching, they are 1-3 in homers, ISO, WOBA, WRC+, OPS, on base percentage. They're actually fifth. They are just cooking on offense. And I know they've lost a couple games here in this Texas series. They've lost the last two. The bullpen kind of blew it for them last in the last game. But Taylor Ward, it's really, you know about Trout, what he can do, and Ohtani's been fine. Walsh is coming around. But Taylor Ward has added a new element here to the team. Against right-handed pitching so far, I mean, it's like video game-like numbers. He's got 8 bombs. He hit his first homer yesterday off a lefty, so he's got 9 in the season. But he's got 8 homers against righties. He's got 4 doubles. He's got a triple. He's hitting 340. 355, excuse me. He's hitting 400 against lefties. Take a look at these. These are video game-like numbers against righties. So the slash line is 355, 467, 750 slug. He's got a 1.217 OPS. He's got a 395 ISO. He's got a 413 BABIP, which makes you, you know, he's been super lucky. He's been great. He's put together great at-bats. He's patient to play, takes his walks. You see at the on-base percentage at 467. But the BABIP is high at 413. Kind of nerding out on you a little bit here. But the WOBA, 515. And the WRC plus is 252. You've heard me say it before. It's like playing the show on rookie against your nephew who's 4. And you're just demolishing him. You're just crushing him. And that's what Taylor Ward is doing. We're getting plus money here for over 1.5 total bases. And Dane Dunning has his moments, got some upside. I'm sure he's going to strike out a few. But also is known to struggle with some of his command. And also give up a bomb or two. We don't need a bomb. Bomb would get us there. Double would certainly. A couple singles would get us there as well. And one thing I will say about Prize Picks, we'll do some Prize Picks stuff in the next couple segments here to wrap up the show, is that they have something really cool that I like and I haven't been able to see in other books, is hits plus walks. Hits plus walks is great for Taylor Ward. It's great for Trout. It's great for Vlad Guerrero, Bryce Harper. And when at 1.5 hits plus walks, because if you get a walk, it's not a total base. So if Ward walks here a couple times, it's not great for us. Total base, we need him to get on base via the hit. Single, double, triple, whatever it is, homer. So take a look at prizepicks.com. You see a guy like Judge at 1.5 hits plus walks? I love that. You get that walk. You've seen some of these big hitters get walked, right? Especially they're feeling it at the plate. Again, prizepicks.com. They're good to us. And they've been good to a lot of people. We have the free Discord channel as well. You just got to go to ftndaily.com, click the chat link up at the top, gets you in our free Prize Picks Discord channel. I mentioned earlier, plays are flying around left, right, and center from every sport, from everybody over at prizepicks.com. We are finally going to get to some hockey here. We're going to take a look at game one, the Battle of Alberta, Calgary, and Edmonton, also Carolina and New York, the Rangers. We got picks, we got props, and we're going to round out the show with the Prize Picks play of the day. So lots of hockey talk here to round out Mean Streets. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back in. Going to switch gears, talk a little NHL here with you. Last night was a very dominating performance from the Colorado Avalanche. They really looked very, very strong. St. Louis had their moments. It was mostly Jordan Binnington. We will break down game two tomorrow, but it's hard to get away from the Avs. And, you know, just they've been really good at they've been profitable. We'll say that. They've been profitable, and I don't think we should go away from them. Plus money at all their star players, you know, with those wingers that they have and Mikko Rantanen. You're getting plus money for an assist for Rantanen. You're getting plus money for an assist for Gabriel Landeskog at plus 135 last night. Devon Taves, you're getting plus money for. Makar has moved away from plus money because of the first round that he had, 10 points in the first four games of a series. The most all time from a defenseman is crazy. Pass Paul Coffey with Coffey and Bobby Orr, like just greats, right? In front of our eyes, he is a heck of a player, Cale Makar. Kadri, as I mentioned, Nichushkin is another guy plus money. So the Avs are really good to us. Hopefully we can continue here and battle through. These are some props that I like here for tonight, and I'll kind of just walk through after, you know, just the plays of the two games and how I feel like these series are going to go out. So just start here with some shot props. And there's two guys in the Battle of Alberta that I do like, and it's Evander Kane at over 3.5. And they have Johnny Hockey at over 3.5 as well. We actually made Evander Kane the free bet of the day over at ftnbets.com/newsletter. You can sign up, you get the free newsletter, free picks in there, also access to, you know, some of our tools and projections in there as well. So you see Evander Kane plus money at 105, 3.5 shots. Evander Kane, a heck of a first round. I mean, 7 goals led everybody in the Kings and the Oilers series. He had 9 points overall. He had a hat trick in one of the games. He had 3 multi-showing games, like 3 multi-goal games. The shots were really there. First game, 5, then 3, then 9, 5. The odd one with 1, and then bounce back with 6 and 5. But from a shot attempt standpoint, this is from our friends over at Natural Stat Trick. Kane has 45 shot attempts here in the playoffs. 45 shot attempts. That is number 3 in the NHL. And the shots, number 1 out of all the players that are remaining in the playoffs, but with 29. So he has been really good here in the postseason. This is a bit of a tougher matchup. The Flames are stingy. The Kings were pretty good 5-5 as well, but the Flames a little stingy. And Kane is just going to get his shot attempts, playing up on that top line with Connor McDavid, not on that first power play unit. And I think that's okay for him because Leon Draisaitl is that guy on that first power play unit, the trigger man. And, you know, when they switch up everybody else and they leave on McDavid, you know, that does benefit Kane a little bit there. But 3.5 plus money. Sebastian Aho, 2.5, minus 125. We got Johnny Gaudreau in here, over 3.5 at plus 135. He cleared this number in 2 of the 4 games. He was stuck on 3 for a couple. He did have a five assist game his last matchup against the Edmonton Oilers. He had a multi-goal game there as well earlier, but 7 shots in 1 game. And then Svechnikov here for a point, and Evander Kane for a point. So I mentioned the points with Kane, 7 goals and the 9 points here. I'll talk about the Carolina Hurricanes here for a little bit against the New York Rangers. Plus money for them to win the series in 2 games at minus 1.5. You can get that. We have that in the FTN bet tracker. That's at plus 115. You can get plus 185, I do believe, still. This was from yesterday. Odds may have changed here a little bit, though, for the Hurricanes to win in actually 6 games to kind of nail that series down. The difference between the two teams to me, kind of in goal. If it was Frederik Andersen, I don't think that the gap would be all that much. Andersen was phenomenal. Carolina had the best goals against average in the entire league between Ranta, who is starting here now, and Frederik Andersen. But Igor Shesterkin, Hart nominee, just an unbelievable season. He's going to win the Vezina. Great. So the edge, I guess, in goal, you give it to the Rangers. The penalty kill is number 1 for Carolina. The 5-on-5 play is absolutely amazing for the Hurricanes here this season. And you saw the struggles that the Rangers have at 5-on-5 in the first round against the Penguins. They really struggled 5-on-5 play. They're in the bottom seven in terms of generating offense at 5-5, and they give up a lot of high danger chances at 5-5 as well. Again, it's all stats that you can see for free over at Natural Stat Trick, and stats that I've kind of tried to back up when I'm talking about this series and I'm going to talk throughout it. I feel like it's going to be a low scoring series, two strong goaltending tenders, and the difference to me is just the way that this Hurricanes team plays at 5-5 and the way that they can contribute on the power play. The Rangers do have a little bit of a better power play, and it's starting to cook for them towards the end of that series when they won three straight against the Penguins. But you got a number one penalty kill here, and you got the Hurricanes, who are in the top five, in eliminating high danger chances, in shot attempts, in shots. And then on the flip side, a team that generates all those chances at 5-5. So that's why I'm looking at Sebastian Aho, who hasn't been consistent from a shot prop standpoint. The Bruins, a really strong 5-5 team as well. Certainly at home, they had their moments in the series against Carolina where they didn't give up a whole lot. I think that the 5-5 play will benefit Carolina. So I'm looking at some of their shooters here in... I was just going to give it away. Why not? I'm going to talk about Andrei Svechnikov in the next block a little bit. I think he's in play as well. You don't see him on the board. I like him more than Sebastian Aho. But 2.5 for Sebastian Aho. I think Sebastian Aho plus money for an assist is also in play. And Seth Jarvis, if you can find him for a point, you're playing some DraftKings, some FanDuel tonight. He's up on that top line. A bit of a mini breakout here for Seth Jarvis this season. A great first round against the Bruins, getting some PP time as well. But on that top line with Svechnikov, easy for me to say, having some struggles here today, Svechnikov and Sebastian Aho. So look for Seth Jarvis. He's super cheap. Those are the Hurricane guys that I'd like. If you're looking for another Tony DeAngelo plus money, but he has not been hitting here in the playoffs. There was a stretch where he was hitting towards the end of the regular season. He does quarterback that power play. He's had a heck of a season. He's up against his former squad. We'll talk, the narratives, the revenge, like say what you want about all that. But he is going to be a guy that's going to log over 20 minutes per game here in this second round. And you're going to get some shot attempts from the point. The one thing, the Carolina Hurricanes, it kind of remind me of the Avs a little bit, but the defense is not as stout as Colorado. They really drive offense from the back end. They drive it from the back end with Slavin, with DeAngelo, with Brady Shea. They have guys, Brett Pesce. They have guys that really move the puck, and they're not afraid to shoot the puck at all. So really do like Carolina from a 5-5 standpoint in this series. If you're looking for some shot prop stuff from the Rangers side, I did leave out a couple. Kreider and Mika Zibanejad, really. Did you guys see the play in Pittsburgh? Was it game six? When Mika Zibanejad wanted the tablet and was watching the plays, and Chris Kreider took it out of his hands and chucked it. Like, screw the tablet, dude. Enough of the tablet. Like, let's get back to playing hockey and focus in on the hockey side of things, as opposed to looking at the tablet to see where things went wrong. It was actually hilarious, and it was a key moment in that series. Mika Zibanejad went on to score a hat trick in that game. Chris Kreider went on to have a big moment in game seven, a 2-on-1 where they connected Zibanejad over to Kreider as well. I thought that was hilarious. Hey, screw the tablet, right? Get that tablet out of here. Get back to the basics, and away we go. Those are the two guys I would look at from a Rangers standpoint. Ryan Strome hit more times than not, I think 5 times out of the 7 games in round one, plus money. He is also somebody to look at. Andrew Kopp is a guy that we've been looking at here for the New York Rangers, a point per game guy for New York since they acquired him at the trade deadline from the Winnipeg Jets. We have been hammering Andrew Kopp points as well. I actually didn't see it. Bear with me. Let me see if this is plus money because it's the Carolina Hurricanes. Again, we made these boards last night. This is great TV, right? On the fly, FTN, bets.com. Prop shop, where are you going to go? Andrew Kopp is actually over a point per game guy here with the Rangers, and I bet you he's going to be plus money because it's a matchup against. It is plus 100, a point per game guy here. A little bit of a tougher draw, of course. The Penguins were, you saw the third string goalie for most of the series, right? Casey DeSmith was hurt early. Louis Domingue, a little spicy chicken and broccoli. He did what he could do before Tristan Jarry got in there. But plus 100 over at DraftKings for a point for Andrew Kopp. Most books, minus 110, minus 115. So check him out as well. Tyler Curry still with us. Blues goalie was leaving rebounds everywhere. Going to be a short series for his Avs. Yeah, it really will be, dude. The Avs look absolutely phenomenal, look fantastic, coming at you in waves. Binnington, again, if it wasn't for Binnington, it would have been another 6-2 game, probably. Man, Colorado's lethal. Really lethal. I think it's probably over in 5. I picked 6. I think they can get one. I didn't expect them to get many in Denver, in Colorado. That's it. It was classic spicy pork. It was spicy pork and broccoli. All right. Those guys are in play for the Rangers. As I mentioned, caught for a point. Mika Zibanejad, Chris Kreider. Flipping over to the other series, Battle of Alberta, kind of already talked through Kane and Johnny Hockey. But Johnny Hockey's just a career season for him. You know, not nominated for the Hart, but clearly, like, it was just a weird year. You know, Igor gets it. Matthews had a phenomenal season, 60 goals. McDavid's in there. How do you not, like, have him in the conversation? Drysdale, another phenomenal season. You know, he's never kind of, he's not in the conversation when you got McDavid in there. But Huberto had a great season, and Johnny Hockey had a great season as well. And he's really productive against the Oilers this season in that one matchup when Calgary put up a 9 spot against Edmonton. I don't believe that this series will be like the Dallas-Calgary series where it was low scoring, it was tight. I like the over tonight at 6.5, and I do like the Flames. On the other side, I like Carolina. I think they win in 6. Carolina the under, kind of what I'm thinking here tonight. I think they win a lot of their games on home, and then the Rangers kind of maybe they get sneak away with 2 at MSG. Maybe it's game 3, maybe game 6. But got to stick to the guns. I like 6. Maybe they get 2 on home ice, and that's it. 3 and 4, that's it. And the Hurricanes get it done. Anyways, over to the game tonight, I think we'll see a lot of offense. I think we'll see a lot on both sides. I think Drysdale's certainly going through something, but Zach Hyman shooting the puck if you wanted to get involved with the Zach Hyman shot prop. But Evander Kane is where I would start. I would go maybe Evander Kane, Svechnikov, or Aho, and then you have Kreider if you wanted, or the other side of Svechnikov and Aho, whatever way you don't go. And then I would go Kane and then Johnny Hockey. So those are the 4 tonight, the 2 Carolina guys that I think will generate a lot. You saw the Pittsburgh Penguins top line generated so much. Gensel, Rust, and Crosby inside the top 10 in the first round in shot attempts. I know they played 7 games, but they dominated. And I think that first line of Carolina is going to have their way with the Rangers as well. So look for those 2 guys and then pair them up with Kane and with Johnny Hockey. There is a couple series props that I like. Daily Handles in the house. This one's for you, dude. Evander Kane, 11-1 to lead the series in goals. He was plus 750. And then if you wanted maybe just go 0.25 units on that one, the Calgary guy that I like maybe to potentially lead the series in goals would be Elias Lindholm at plus 600. He did have 3 goals. Not a lot. I know it was a stingy series, the opening one against the Stars. But like I said, this one's going to be a lot different. We're going to break one more time. And we're going to wrap up the show with more hockey talk. I'm just going to talk about Andrei Svechnikov. I kind of gave it away, but more Prize Picks love here next on Main Streets. Keep it locked. One thing I failed to mention about that Evander Kane thing there, Daily Handle, for him to maybe to lead the series in goals, he was number 2 in the first round of the playoffs in expected goals 4. Again, from natural stat trick. Number 1 was Jake Gensel. I mean, he scored 8 goals. He had 10 points. But Kane there at 7, a 4.85 expected goal rate, 51 shot attempts, and 35 shots. And only Jake Gensel had more scoring chances and high danger chances than Evander Kane as well. I mean, when you play with a guy like Connor McDavid, I mean, there's so much attention on Connor. But the speed that he has, he's a pass-first guy, and this is what McDavid has needed for years, honestly. Kane is playing some of his best hockey. His best hockey of his career. He's had really good moments in the NHL. He's had some bad moments too, of course, on the ice, off the ice. He's had some issues. We're not here to talk about that. But over the years, they've tried like Zach Cassian on that line. Just other guys like Alex Chiasson on that line. Like, what the heck? Over the past couple of years, McDavid, nobody's been able to keep up with him. They haven't had a physical presence that could put the puck in the net like Evander Kane, who's just a rare power forward. So he's getting a lot of opportunities. He's among the leaders in high danger chances, scoring chances, expected goals, shot attempts, and shots. 11-1 to lead the series in goals is not a bad price. And 3.5 shots here plus money is something we are backing. But honestly, my favorite prop of the day, shot prop, hockey standpoint, is Andrei Svechnikov. And you get it over at PrizePicks at 2.5. PrizePicks.com, get into it in a little bit towards the end. But Svechnikov actually only cleared 2.5 in 3 of the 7 games here. He did lead the Hurricanes with 45 shot attempts and 19 shots. I like the fact that he's at home. That really is a big factor for me. Rod Brendamore likes to roll 4 lines, but he's going to get his matchups on home ice that he wants to get for the Hurricanes. And in 37 games on home ice this season, Svechnikov averaged 3.2 shots per game compared to 2.7 on the road. He had 16 goals and 37 points in 37 home games. On the road, he had 14 goals and 32 points in 41 home games again, and just barely averaged over the 2.5 on the road. But at home, that's a healthy number, 3.2 shots per game. As I mentioned, leading the Hurricanes here in shot attempts, high danger chances, scoring chances, and shots through the first 7 games of the series. I like the fact that he is at home. Prize Picks, you can't take one play. You got to take at least two, but it can be from the same game. It just can't be from the same team. So for people that are out there looking for the same game parlays, you could get involved with two hurricane. You can get involved with a hurricane and a ranger in this game if you wanted. You could take one of the golf plays from earlier, maybe the under on Tiger, the over on, under on both of those guys, the under on Tiger, the under on Rory. You can take an MLB, Aaron Judge, 1.5 hits or hits plus walks. You can mix and match across all those sports. Again, friendly reminder, FTN is a promo code for you. They'll match your first deposit 100% up to $100. And if you already signed up, refer a friend, and that's a free $25 in your Prize Picks account. Free pick tracker over at FTNDaily.com. Golf picks in there, NBA, MLB, NHL, esports stuff. I mean, we cover it all. And I know esports is big here on Game Plus Network. That'll do it. I appreciate you guys hanging out and listening to me ramble, for an hour here. We do have a guest tomorrow, so a little more exciting times. Good luck on the ice, around the diamond, on the hard court. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good one. Cheers.